You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, July 31st. What? 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. War moving into Russia. Illegal immigrants being bussed out of a sanctuary city. Boy Scouts feeling the rainbow flag and disaster averted in a high-risk stop. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, reports coming out of Russia. The Russian Defense Ministry said three drones were intercepted Sunday in Moscow, but a business and shopping development just outside Moscow was hit. The fifth and sixth floor of a 50-story building was also damaged. And the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, says war is gradually returning to Russia. Ukraine is getting stronger, and the war is gradually returning to Russia's territory, to its symbolic centers and military bases. The mayor of New York City, the biggest city in the country, for months now has been furious at Texas and Florida for bussing illegal immigrants into the sanctuary city of New York City. Apparently, the number now is 90,000. So in response, he has started his own bussing service. According to the New York Times, a medical company called DocGo was awarded over $400 million in taxpayer money to bus illegal immigrants out of New York City to other towns in the state as far away as Buffalo. On average, New Yorkers pay $256 every day to provide a free hotel to every illegal immigrant family. The city pays $136 to provide housing for homeless New Yorkers. The Boy Scouts of America allowed gay scout leaders in 2015, and in 2019 started to allow girls. And the slippery slope isn't just real, it's undefeated. At their annual Jamboree event in West Virginia, the Boy Scouts, which is now just called Scouts, had an LGBTQ tent. Decorated with a canopy of LGBTQ pride flags and a string of multicolored lights, its tables covered with bowls of rainbow bracelets, pronoun stickers, and diversity patches. Ooh, disaster averted here. Police officer in Frisco, Texas, initiated a high-risk stop of a car after she ran the driver's license plate. The plates came back as a possibly stolen car. The problem is, the plates were from Arkansas, but the officer entered the plates as if they were from Arizona, AZ for Arizona instead of AR for Arkansas. Guns were drawn. Husband and wife in the front, a son and a nephew in the backseat headed to a basketball tournament. The officer realized the error and tried to apologize to the family, but the father rightfully responded, "It could have gone all wrong for us." Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day.
On this Monday, global warming has arrived with a vengeance, to use a cliche. So for about two decades since Al Gore first broke the story of climate change, Americans have been debating the effect on the climate and who's at fault with the warming temperatures. So there is no doubt the Earth is getting warmer. That is scientifically a fact. But why is the crux of the matter? In the past, we've had ice ages, we've had extreme heat, and some people attribute that to just nature, a cycle of weather. Others say no, because we put so much gunk into the air with all of our energy concerns and automobiles and on and on and on and on, that this has accelerated the warming of the planet. Most scientists believe the latter, that it is human beings who are making the planet hotter. The problem is the issue has been politicized. The far left wants to use it to create totalitarian governments which tell everybody how they should live, what they should have in their own homes, how they should get around, how they should eat. It's a freedom limiter. And some on the right, some conservatives say, hey, there's no such thing as global warming. So we're stuck. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Mitch Goose, premium member, Reno, Nevada. I did not know we shared a common personal history regarding Oppenheimer. My father was a radio tech in the Navy and was set to be on the first wave of the assault on Japan. Unlike you, if not for the bomb, I too would not exist. So Killing the Rising Sun is the best book about Oppenheimer, the Manhattan Project, all of that. So if you go to see the movie and then you want more, because the movie's a little dramatic and this and that. I heard it's a very good film, by the way. I will get around to seeing that. I don't know when, but I will. Barbie, no. Oppenheimer, yes. But my father was on his way to the invasion, and the kamikazes would have just blown his destroyer right out of the ocean because they were ready to go. We have all the stats, all the data, Killing the Rising Sun. So Sharon says, regarding the final thought, young people are much more spontaneous than older folks. That would be me. And the younger don't want to be controlled, especially when it comes to their leisure times. I don't want to control anybody's leisure time, but it's impolite and dangerous on occasion to do things last minute. So if you plan and organize, your leisure time will be more successful. That was my point. I'm big on spontaneity. You got to be nimble in this world. Opportunities present themselves, you grab them. Okay? But this never planning business, that's not going to lead to prosperity, in my humble opinion. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 246 years ago today, a French teenager accepted a commission as Major General in the Continental Army. His service helped secure America's independence from the British. Here is the story of the Marquis de Lafayette. Born Marie-Joseph Paul Gilbert du Motier in 1757, the aristocrat grew up in central France. Following the family tradition, he joined the military at the age of 13 and assumed the title of Marquis de Lafayette. By his 18th birthday, he was appointed special envoy, delivering messages between the French and American officers. The Marquis was captured by the Royal Navy on a voyage to Philadelphia. He escaped and eluded two more British ships. Lafayette then arrived in South Carolina, made his way north on a treacherous journey, and at first, the Continental Congress was reluctant to hire the young Frenchman. To convince the Americans, he volunteered to serve without pay until Congress finally agreed. On July 31st, 1777, the 19-year-old was appointed Major General in the Patriot Army. For 2 years, Lafayette fought in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. He was then dispatched to represent the American cause in Paris. He returned to America in 1781, where he led troops in the successful siege of Yorktown, Virginia, beside George Washington. After the war, Lafayette returned to France, where he was given a hero's welcome. He then worked with Thomas Jefferson to establish new trade agreements with the United States. Lafayette did become a controversial figure during the French Revolution. He was despised by some for his close ties to the monarchy, yet adored by others for his role in America's victory over the English. Marquis de Lafayette died from pneumonia in 1834 at the age of 76, and here is something else you might not know. Lafayette remained loyal to both the U.S. and France until the end. After his death, the general was buried with honors in Paris, his coffin covered with soil, taken from Boston. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.